who we are, His creation. That love does not change because we're bad. That love does not change because we act out. That love don't change because you hung over on Saturday night. That love don't change because you're high on Monday morning. That love don't change because you're stepping out on your wife. That love for you don't change. Now you go reap some seeds and pay some prices. But the love of God don't change. And will we ever get that revelation in us? So preacher, you're saying, I can't do anything to make God not love me. That's what I'm saying. Yes. I'm not saying you're on your way to heaven, but I am saying this, that He loves you. And when we accept that call, and there are many He calls, and there are some that fight it for a long, long time, and they run from it. Doesn't mean they're not still God's. Just means they're running right now. They're on the loose. But when they finally surrender and answer the call, everything changes. All the running, like Paul was doing when he was trying to go arrest all those Christians, he was running from his call. And God's light struck him down. And Paul immediately acknowledged, Lord, what will you have me do? Man, what a moment. I think Paul knew he was called. I think Paul already was feeling something. And I think that's why he was so aggressive. I think that's why he was so mean. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're in the wrong, you treat people differently. I remember me and Melanie broke up before we got married. We broke up. I broke up with her. Make that very clear. I dumped her. Well, I'm sorry. And it was a mistake. I was stupid. I was young. And we worked together at the same store. And I broke up with her. And I was just stupid. But I got to worry. I wouldn't even speak to her. She came down my aisle and I wouldn't even speak to her. I wouldn't even look at her. I was terrible. And I was a jerk. I was. I was a big, fat, well, I wasn't fat then. I was a good-looking, hot jerk is what I was. I had the mullet and the waistline. I was a hot jerk. And I wouldn't even speak to her. I wouldn't even look at her. And I didn't understand. And I had my family, you know. My grandpa told me, he says, you let her go, you're making the worst mistake you ever made. And I had her and mom still talking after we broke up. They were meeting and they would be driving and see the traffic light and they'd wave, Mom. I'm not even speaking to her. I was a jerk. And I don't know what happened. I mean, looking back, I guess it was the enemy trying to disrupt me and trying to divide what was right for my life, trying to get me to mess up. But I guess the reason I didn't speak to her is I knew I was wrong. And when you know you're wrong, you act out more aggressively, trying to cover it up and justify to yourself that you're right. And I wasn't right. And Melanie pulled an old ploy for you women out there that are single, not if you're married. If you're single trying to get a man, and say you get a man, and they break up with you, use this trick, because it sure worked on me. Well, God used it, I guess, to work on me. She brought all the stuff back I gave her. We dated almost a year. Well, at that point, it had been about 9 or 10 months. And she brought all the stuff back to her I'd given her. Cards, you know, stuffed animals. I mean, I was good to her now. I want to tell you, before I broke up with her, I was good to her. I bought her stuff, bought her a big jumbo card. I mean, cards that big. Big jumbo card. Valentine wrote a big old message, sloppy, nice message in it, you know. I love you. Your eyes are like, you know, all that stuff. You know. Anyway, I wrote all that stuff in there. So she came back and said, well, if we really broke up, I don't want any of this stuff. You take it. So I started going through it. Rabbit, teddy bear, cards, just little things. First meal we ate. You know. And I started seeing those things. I thought, I looked at her and I said, I don't want this to end. This ain't right. You think? Should have had a V8. You know? And so that did it. That pulled me in. I realized that this was, I guess the guy too, you know, you're a player. I had her on, I knew she still wanted me. You know, just to be honest. She still wanted me. So I knew I could probably have her back at any time. So you play that game as a guy. And then when she finally says, I'm done. Huh? I mean, you're really done? As old Barney Fife says, I didn't have my hip pocket no more. You know what I'm saying? I like, I better do something. So, we get back together. Of course, the rest has been, you know, pretty much perfect. But we made it work. Oh, 22 years, a lot of storms, a lot of battles. It's been good, though. It's been good because we've been more than conquerors through Christ, that's for sure. I am persuaded, Paul says, we'll close out. Give me about 5 more minutes here. For I am persuaded that neither death, now I love this, death, look at this, even death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There can't nothing divide what God has done in me. That's what it's saying. God has loved me into salvation, and nothing, death won't take that away. No angel can take that away. No principality can take that away. Because what I did in you was final and forever and complete. It is done. It's a done deal. As on the cross when he said, it is done, or it is finished. That's what he meant. It is finished. You are now complete in me forever. Nothing can separate us from that love of God. Nothing. That's a glorious thing to understand that. That no problem, no storm. I don't care who comes. Church, I don't care who says anything else. The gospel is the truth and the foundation of our belief. And Paul says, if anybody come preaching any other message than this, let him be accursed. That's pretty strong words. To curse them if they're not preaching the truth of Jesus. Not the works, not the law, none of the message, but just Jesus. He is enough. See, why people don't like that is because it's too simple. And they get no credit. They take no credit. I can take no credit for my salvation. I'm not that good. Believe me, I'm not that good. Man, let me tell you, I'm not that good. But Jesus is. I'm not that skilled. I'm not that talented. I'm not that, you know, I'm not all that in a bag of chips anymore like I used to be. I'm not that. Thank you. God is forever in me. And I take no credit for going to heaven. Jesus gets all the credit. And for people, it's hard, especially smart, I put that in air quotes, smart people. It's hard for them to come to that terms that salvation is as simple as believing in a man of Nazareth who was born with no, who was born to a regular Jewish family, just a very common family. And this man lived for 33 years. He died on the cross. What makes him so special? He died on the cross. And then 3 days later, this man, you say, rose again. And if I believe in that, I go to heaven. That just sounds too simple to people. It sounds too non-intelligent. They want a bigger theology. They need a deeper story. But there is no deeper story. And there is no greater story than Jesus. And yes, I believe. He was the perfect Lamb of God. I believe he walked the earth. I believe he died. I believe the same body that died, the same body that rose, and then he walked the earth for 40 days after his ascension, or after his ascension, or resurrection, and then his disciples and witnesses saw him ascend into the heavens, saw him just lift away. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you back somebody. Wait on it. Thank God for that Holy Spirit. What if you couldn't feel God? Church, where would we be in this generation if we couldn't feel the presence of God? I mean, I know we're saved by faith, but thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit. Could we stand in this generation apart from it? Or would we be sucked right into it? How would we, just by faith, even though our head says, I know that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, if we didn't have the Holy Spirit, we would be so weak and so powerless to stand against those things the devil puts in front of us. But thank God he came back to that upper room and those 120 people waiting on that promise. Didn't know what they were waiting on. But they had a breath blow up their nose too. And it filled that upper room. And Peter come out, man, the one that denied Jesus 3 times. I mean, he denied him. And now he's giving the first Sunday morning message. Peter, aren't you the boy that said you didn't even follow him? Yeah. That was before. I'm drunk right now. I am intoxicated with the Holy Spirit. I am so full of the power of God, and what you're hearing is not me. It is the living God in me talking right now. Thank God for that Holy Spirit that indwells us to empower us to live every day in victory. You are chosen. God came looking for you. You didn't go looking for him. You may thank the pastor. I don't know, because I was empty and I was hurting and I was saying, there's got to be something else. Yeah. But God put that desire in you for that. God was speaking to you that way. God was the one putting that in your heart to seek something more. It was God gently saying, I'm here. Don't you need me? Aren't you tired of the way you're living? Yeah. Those voices you hear like this, aren't you tired of letting everybody down? Aren't you tired of being a disappointment to everybody? Aren't you tired of being a failure? Aren't you tired of being unhappy? Aren't you tired of doing the same things over? Aren't you tired of reaping bad seed? All those voices you're hearing, you know what that is? That's God talking to you. Aren't you tired? I'm here. It's pointing you to turn from that and seek something better. God gives us that desire because we are chosen. I want you to pull up a song. I want Bruce to sing a song. I'm going to throw this on you, Bruce, if you don't mind. Yep. Can you do that when he came looking for me? Be perfect for us. I want you to close out with that. So come up here and get ready for that. He came looking for you because you're chosen. And this might be a little bit different this morning. We're not scripted. It goes off the cuff of how I feel the service is flowing. And what I want to do this morning, this is not a gentle come as you are Billy Graham altar song, okay? This is a song he came looking for me. And if he is speaking to you today, and you know he's looking for you, and you're MIA. You think you're MIA, but you're not. He sees that bald spot where you go. He tracks you. But if you want to give yourself to him today, you're tired of running, you really want to just give your life to him. As he's singing this song, just walk over to the altar and just talk to God for a minute. It's more of a beat song. It's a powerful song. He came looking for me. And if that's you today, he's looking for you, and you just have chosen not to be seen, so to speak. And you're ready today to give your heart fully to him. As Bruce sings this song, just make your way up here. And you say, Pastor, I could do it in my seat. Yeah, you can do it in your seat. But I don't know. I think y'all would come up here for anything else. If I had a $100 bill up here and I said, everybody get out of your seat and have it, I think most of you would probably come get it. I mean, if you were, you know, you'd do whatever you had to do. You'd crawl up here if you had to. I think it's important that we make a stand for God and we say, God, I'm not ashamed to say I need you. So here I am at the altar and I need you. If that's you today, as he sings this song and you just want to give your life to him, he's looking for you and you're just not found nowhere, come up here and just talk to him. Say, God, here I am. I'm tired of running. I give you my life. And I give you. There's no trick to salvation. There's no protocol. People ask one time, well, how do I pray? You talk to God. I don't care what you say to him. You can say, God, I'm angry. I'm mad. I feel like you have failed me. What's going on? Help me not be mad. Help me not be angry. Help me believe in you, God. Speak to me and show me who you are. Talk to him how you would normally. He knows how you feel. And as you do that, God will speak to you. And God, I believe, will help you. So he sings this song, and you just want to give your life to him. Today's a day. Don't put it off. Today's a day. Just come up here and talk to him. Just kneel down for a minute and say, God, here I am. I love you. I do believe in you, and I need you. Come into my life and my heart, God, and change me.
One night I'm home, life's a raging sea. It looked like I would suffer defeat. The blackest of night closed off all light. My heart sank with fear. My desperate cry rang out with fright. All I could see was no hope in sight. When faith was all gone, I met the one who was looking for me. He come looking for me. Yes, he did. He come looking for me. Well, he made a way when there was no way that I could see. I had drifted so far, but Jesus was near. Oh, to rescue my soul and calm all my fears. And now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who was looking for me. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad he come looking for you? When others run away, he run too. Oh, Satan had all ready picked out my grave. His plan to move forward, to put me away. I drifted so far, would anyone care that I'd soon be lost? I knew that my destruction, it was a matter of time. But then Jesus appeared. He said, this one is mine. And now I'm safe from all harm, since I met the one who was looking for me. He come looking for me. He come looking for me. He made a way when there was no way that I could see. I drifted so far, but Jesus was near. Oh, to rescue my soul and calm all my fears. And now I'm safe from all harm, since I met the one who was looking for me. See, God is bigger than your mountain, church. It doesn't matter what you're going through. I'm telling you, God didn't bring you this far to leave you. He come looking for you, church. You ought to be on your feet saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. He chose me. He come looking for me. Oh, I drifted so far. Oh, but Jesus was near. Oh, he rescued my soul, church, and he calmed all my fears. And now I'm safe from all harm, since I met the one who was looking for me. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad he come for you, church? Ain't you glad to know that you can find safety, safety in the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just give you praise, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.